Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show. For this presentation, our great citizen army brings you Virginia Bruce in a story titled An Old Debt. And now the curtain rises on Act One of An Old Debt, starring Virginia Bruce as Jessica. In the elegant Emperor's Suite of the George V Hotel Paris, the distinguished European industrialist Charles Bonnet walks through the sitting room to the door of his wife's boudoir. It is evening, and he wears his white tie and tails very handsomely. At the door, he pauses, knocks.
May I come in, my dear?
Yes, Charles.
Are you ready?
I'll be only a moment, darling.
You look lovely.
Thank you.
But why the frown?
Am I frowning?
Not now. But what is it, my dear? You've seemed so preoccupied all day.
Oh, I don't know, Charles. I suppose I'm just not too keen about this party tonight.
Well, my dear, if you do not want to go, you have only to say the word.
No, I'm just being silly.
Do you feel well?
I'm fine.
Then what is it?
A premonition, I suppose. But forgive me. There. I'm all ready. Approve?
Mm-hmm. Does one approve of an angel? Oh, my dear, I love you so much. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Charles, don't ever forget to say that, will you?
And how could I? And now, my dear, I have had a premonition about this party, too, that you and I will have a wonderful evening. Come along now. We can't be too late. Well, my dear, was I right? Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm having a wonderful time. You?
I do not know. My wife is so lovely that there's been so much cutting in, I've barely had an opportunity to dance with her myself.
Then here's your chance.
Oh, but is it? There's someone heading our way now.
You could refuse him.
Darling, I love you so much, I like to share you with others, particularly when it's only for a few minutes.
I beg your pardon. May I cut in?
But of course. I'll be in the dining room, my dear.
Well, aren't you even going to say hello?
I can't quite remember where we met.
Come now. Surely you remember me. Maurice Clark.
Clarking?
Maurice Clark.
I haven't changed that much, have I?
No. No, you haven't.
Surprised to see me?
I'm very surprised to see you.
You haven't changed. Except you're perhaps lovelier. Even after 5 years.
Where have you been?
Australia. Out of the swim, so to speak. I just got back.
How did you manage an invitation here tonight?
I always manage. Quite a difference tonight, 5 years ago. We were living by our wits then, one jump ahead of the police. And you thought it was very exciting.
But I was young and very foolish.
That was what your dear sister wrote me before I left London.
Rather, before you were induced to leave.
You hated me for that, that I could be bought off.
At the time, perhaps.
Well, I considered it a favor to you to be rid of me. And if your family agreed at price. Well, you know how I always spend money.
That is all past.
Of course. How is that family of yours? It was always too uppity to even condescend to meet me.
Are you that interested that you would want to know?
Not actually. By the way, that man you were dancing with when I cut in, isn't he Charles Bonnet?
Yes.
You know him then?
I should. He's my husband.
Well, really? My dear, you have done that. You know, all this makes me feel amazingly good.
What does?
Why, returning to Europe and running into an old friend who now has so much influence.
When do I meet your husband?
Well?
Not tonight, Maurice.
If not tonight, when?
Maurice, the music has stopped.
My dear, if you don't want your husband to meet an old friend, at least I think you and I should have a talk. I'm at the Normandy. Tomorrow, perhaps?
Very well, Maurice. I'll meet you tomorrow.
Well, my dear.
Charles.
At least you're mine between dances. By the way, who was that man who just got in?
Oh, just someone I once barely knew.
But you didn't even introduce me to him.
Well, I'm sorry, I couldn't remember his name. Charles.
Yes, dear, what is it?
Oh, Charles, I have a dreadful headache. Don't you think we could excuse ourselves?
Well, of course. But I didn't know you were going out.
I've some things to do.
Are you feeling better this morning?
Oh, yes, I'm quite all right.
My dear, if there's something troubling you, I wish you would tell me.
Oh, Charles, you're being overly concerned. Believe me, you are.
All right, my dear.
I won't be long.
Well, come in, come in. You're right on time.
Am I?
Yes, very thoughtful of you. You'll excuse my apartment, but then I haven't fared quite as well as you these past 5 years.
No, Maurice, I don't suppose you have.
I imagine that sister of yours is very proud of you, having married the distinguished and wealthy Charles Binet.
What is it you want? I've very little time.
All right. I'm not one to quibble about words. I've had rotten luck the past few years, so I decided to return to Europe. I thought your family might be interested in making me another loan. But then, strangely enough, I ran into you last night. And I believe your husband would be far better equipped to render a loan.
A loan for what?
For information I have about your own none-too-pleasant past.
Are you aware of the penalty for blackmail?
I'm aware only of how difficult it would be for you if your husband knew of the life you once led, of your associates, of your prison record.
What if I were to tell you he does know?
I would say you were lying.
Oh, I hate you.
I'm not interested in your likes or dislikes. I'm interested only in one thing, cash. You can think it over. I'll give you until tomorrow to decide. Well, you're back.
Yes, Maurice.
And I believe you've made your decision.
I have. How much do you want?
I want £5,000 cash.
Your price is high. I will need a little time to raise the money.
The curtain falls on Act One of An Old Debt, starring Virginia Bruce. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from our announcer.
Since 1946, when your Congress gave the National Guard the job of organizing a force to protect America from enemy attack, the new National Guard has grown to a force of more than 390,000 men. Its more than 5,000 units are located in all the 48 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and Alaska. Today, the National Guard is larger than ever before in its 300-year history. It represents a major portion of America's reserve strength, both on the ground and in the air, dedicated to defend this nation against an enemy aggressor. And now back to our show.
The curtain rises on Act Two of An Old Debt, starring Virginia Bruce. Madame Binet's difficulty in raising £5,000 cash for Maurice Clark is increased by the presence of her husband. But a fortunate wire calls him to London on business. And it also results in an argument, the first they have had.
I still can't understand why you aren't going to London with me.
But I've told you, darling, I'm not up to the trip.
It is more than that, I know it is.
Oh, darling,
it
please.
It all began the night of that party and that man you wouldn't introduce me to. You've acted strangely ever since.
Well, I haven't been myself.
It is more than that. What are you hiding from me? What?
There's the cab for the airport.
No, the cab can wait.
Oh, Charles, please, why must we talk like this? We who have always trusted each other. There's never been any deceit in our marriage.
Forgive me, my dear. I don't know why I am so upset.
Look at me, my darling. Could I withhold anything from you? You who have become my sun, my stars, my universe. No, Charles. Never. Never. Well, Monsieur Carpentier?
I have examined your diamonds. They are very beautiful. There's just one thing I can't quite understand.
What is that?
I just wondered why the wife of Charles Bonnet should seek money in this way.
Monsieur Carpentier, I was told that I could come to you privately and that you would ask no questions.
Forgive me, Madame Bonnet.
The question is, can you or can you not arrange to let me have £5,000 on these diamonds?
Oh, I most certainly can, Madame Bonnet.
In cash?
In cash, Madame Bonnet.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And considering everything, it's a small price, isn't it?
I hope it is.
What do you mean by that? You're afraid that I might pop up again, aren't you?
No. No, I don't think you will.
I shan't bother you again. There's a limit to all values. Even to having my name associated with yours on a police blotter.
I'm glad if you think so.
You do hate me, don't you? But you know, I consider this whole affair as a favor to you. Even more, your husband. That he won't suddenly wake up to the jolt of realizing what you once were.
Is that all you have to say?
All except this. I'm living up to the bargain. I'm taking a long trip. I shall think of you.
I'm afraid your trip won't be as long as you think. All right, you can come in now.
Is this the man?
There's your man, Lieutenant. The marked bills are in his pocket.
What is this? What are you doing?
Now, I'm turning you over to the police.
You can't do this. I'll ruin you.
Oh, no, you won't, Maurice.
Then your husband does know.
Everything. I told you that. That's why I had to conceal your identity from him. I was afraid there might have been a homicide.
I can't believe it. He would never have married you.
Oh, but he does know, Maurice. And he feels as deeply as I do about my sister and what she went through with you.
Your sister?
Yes, Maurice. Had you known the family, as you put it, better, you wouldn't have made your fatal mistake. You would have known that my sister and I are twins.
The curtain falls on Act Two of An Old Debt, starring Virginia Bruce. Thank you, Virginia, for your appearance here with us on this performance, and our sincere congratulations on a superb portrayal. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our Citizen Army, the National Guard, presents another famous star in a story you won't want to miss. Be sure to join us then, won't you? Until then, thanks for listening. This is C.P. McGregor saying cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appeared through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.